Hi everyone, this is a race driver coach show with a bit of a difference because I'm in the car, in a car park, just about to go catch a flight to the next race weekend. But I want to get a post out, obviously a show, an episode. The topic I want to speak about today is going to be related to what everyone's asking me. Most people are asking me at this time, this particular time, everyone's struggling with getting on the grid. Money wise, my sponsors pulled out. I'm trying to be a driver, or I want to go to the next level, the next championship, but I just can't afford it. What can I do? Because the companies are not spending money. My racing doesn't really offer companies enough value for them to give me tens, hundreds of thousands, millions. So what can I do? And as a driver, as a race driver, you haven't really got the skills to find sponsorship. Your skill is racing a car around a circuit as fast as you can, and that is your value. And to be honest, that is related to what we're speaking about now. I want you to treat yourself like a company. If you've gone through my Get the Drive program, this is pretty much what it's based on. Is if you were a company and your customers out there are companies actually, and you're selling them a product or a service. Your product could be, well, what I do is I put companies on race cars, I charge you for that advertising, and that's it. I help companies, it's kind of a service really, but you can call it a product. I help companies promote themselves, find new customers through the route of sport, through sport. I use sport as the medium, as the platform to showcase your company. If that's all you do as a race driver, and you make money from it, and you spend that money on paying for a drive and getting on the grid, that is what sponsorship is all about. A company wants to use you because you're in the world of motorsport. You can offer them this huge network party that is motorsport. You're the guy, the middle person, the gal that can bring them into the sport and say, look, I'm going to promote your company through this sport and it's going to cost you X amount. And you make sure that price tag that you're offering, or that you're putting out there, matches the service or the product that you're offering them. So if you're in a championship that's very small, hardly anyone watching, you've got a social media of 2,000 people on your Instagram, and the championship themselves is a small championship, hasn't got much value, then don't go and ask for $50,000. Don't go and do that. Ask them for a small amount. Match the price with what you're offering a company. If it's a sticker on a car, that's not worth much, so don't ask for much. Just have lots of different companies and stickers on the cars. You can have 30 sponsors on a car, but if you're charging them just 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 each, that's valuable to them, and you will have enough to race in that championship. If you're racing in a bigger championship, the ticket price is bigger because you've got more eyeballs on the car. You've got more eyeballs on the championship. Social media reach is bigger. Maybe you're on TV, then the company has to pay you more for that. But you need these products. You need to be very clear on, right, I'm going into a company and I'm offering them this service or this product. Call it service because it's less confusing for you. And it costs this much. And there's four different types of services or products that I'm offering them. Get really clear on what you're offering. And if you think you can't actually do this, you can't afford to get the sponsorship and the money together, then how about you go to a very big race team that has mass exposure, that has cars in different championships, and you say to that team, you know what, I'm going to bring sponsoring companies to you. They're going to sponsor the team, big or small. You're going to give them this package, or what can you provide them? Can you put them on every single car that you run? Perfect. Okay. And you build that service and you go and sell that. And you say to a race team, if I bring you a sponsor, will you pay me 20% commission on everything I bring? And I'm sure most of the race teams will say yes. So you bring them $100,000 sponsor. The team puts that on their truck. The team puts it on their clothing. They put it on every single car, just a little bit, $100,000. And you take 20% of that. You take $20,000 just for introducing a sponsor to the race team. That's a good living. That's a job. Do not be afraid, even if it's a big driver, right? You go to this driver that's got lots of exposure. They're in a main championship, like IndyCar or something. And you say to that driver, if I bring you sponsors, I don't want paid for this, by the way, like a a retainer, but if I bring you sponsors, can you, I'm going to charge you 20% commission on everything I bring. Drivers that haven't got contracts that have tied them up will say yes. And you're becoming a salesperson then for sponsorship. You're becoming the kind of person, or you built a company that helps companies, other companies, meet their goals through sport. You're promoting them through sport. You're allowing them to meet new clients, networking. For all these people and companies that are in motorsport, you're the guy that's taking them in, or the gal that's taking them in. So if you think I can't, as a driver, find the sponsorship, then it's about time you changed your identity and you spent a year or two, even if you're not racing at this time, you spent a year or two becoming a sponsorship consultant or helping companies meet their goals by using sport as your platform. There's no excuse. You have to become an entrepreneur, a race entrepreneur. And if it means putting 2 years in and just grafting and earning a big bucket of cash through commissions and then spending that on racing and then hopefully taking some of them sponsors with you as well, this is a very good way to use your time. Always think outside the box. Change your identity, not just a race driver who goes round and round in circles. Become a business person. Start to sell something that people want. Go to the kind of people that can help you, like the people that have got big exposure, race teams, big drivers, main championships. If you go to a big championship or a fairly big one and say, do you need a title sponsor? Yes. Okay. What can you provide a title sponsor? So they're building this proposal for you. And it's your job then just to go out and sell it. Price it correctly, earn commission off it, and get on the grid. No excuse, anybody, everybody out there. You've got to become a business person to survive. We're going through a tough period now. And if you can start to think and provide value to everyone out there, you will get paid. But you have to start this now, today. What are you going to do to help companies promote themselves through sport? Don't think of yourself. The only thing you're thinking of is commission. Fine. But don't think, is that enough to get me on the grid? You're building a bucket of money. You need to get out there and work. It's entrepreneur time.